Hi, this is episode 22 of the Sunbury Life podcast. Hello, it's Friday, May 24, and here are the week's news headlines from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. Now, Sunbury got a special visitor this week. Michael Whitty is cycling to every Commonwealth war grave in the world, and he's now ticked Sunbury Cemetery off his list. The Australian found himself unemployed in the UK in 2022, rediscovered his grandfather's diary from 1916, and made the decision to cycle to war graves, starting with those in Turkey.
I always knew I had it, so it wasn't a surprise when I found it. But it was my grandfather's 1916 diary that he wrote while serving on the Western Front. And one of those little light bulb moments of, oh, hang on, this is 100 years, you know, in the following year. So I thought, well, I can follow this diary in France and Belgium. I mean, I was already in the UK, and it wasn't too much of a leap to see myself in France.
Now, don't worry if you missed Michael Whitty's fleeting visit. He's made the decision to return to the town.
When I get back from Tasmania, I'll return to Sunbury and we'll organise, you know, a talk or something for the Historical Society. So I may well be back in Sunbury soon enough.
That's Michael Whitty. More than 10 Sunbury business owners responded to an invitation to air their concerns about the pressures they're facing and to hear from MP Cindy McLeish this week. The Sunbury Business Forum was the initiative of Jacob Zarifar, chair of the local Liberal Party. He says not enough is being done by the government to help small businesses, and this is having a flow-on effect to all aspects of our local community. Now, has rubbish been piling up in your street? Fly tippers across Hume have been put on notice as council bosses explore a range of ideas to catch, name, shame and prosecute those who illegally dump rubbish. It's also investigating a dob-in-a-dumper scheme.
We need to get serious and be fair dinkum. This social justice garbage that goes on about you can't put anything up and you can't make people feel bad and all that, that's all over, Red Rover. If you go and book a cheap dump or a tip truck or any vehicle that's going to take away rubbish from your site, you are responsible for that rubbish wherever it goes.
That's Sunbury councillor Jack Medcraft. Hume City Mayor Naim Kurt also says fly tipping is at crisis levels and the council is working on a regional task force to target those dumping rubbish where they shouldn't. And among the questions put to council by members of the public at its last meeting was about the investments the council's making to improve indoor sports facilities in the Jackson's Creek ward. Council says its research indicates additional competition courts will be required by 2032. However, council bosses now say its indoor sports plan will be reviewed and updated next year. And Sunbury speech pathologist Michael Prewer has published a science fiction book called RE Generation. Set 50,000 years into the future, it tells the story of Sarah, a member of a team of volunteers charged with keeping the human race going following a period of climate change. He's having his book launch this weekend in Sunbury. Time now to turn to our What's On section. Hume City Council's writing contest is still open for submissions. Theme of the contest is people, places, spaces. Entries can be non-fiction, think pieces, short stories, a script or poetry. The closing date is Monday, June 24. The council is also calling for feedback on its draft open space strategy. Submissions close June 16. Find out more at the website participate.hume.vic.gov.au. Well, if that's too much of a mouthful, just visit the Hume Council website and search for Participate. Sunbury State Emergency Services Unit is holding its open day this Saturday, May 25, at its McDougall Road site. The fun starts at 10 a.m. and the day there ends at 3 p.m. And the first Sunbury Scout Group is bringing the Cheer Cheese Toasty Truck to the Ministry Hall on Saturday, May 25 also. Got an old winter coat you're tired of using? Well, take it down to the Winter Coat Swap at Sunbury Library between 1pm and 2pm on Wednesday, May 29. But you'll need to register online, says the council. And if you like music from the 1960s and 70s, then go visit Sunbury Social Club on Sunday, June 2, for 4 hours of free live music from local musicians. Doors at Sunbury Social Club open at 12 noon. The music starts at 2pm and leading the pack is Sunbury Radio's Andrew Smith. And that's your news for this week. I'll be on Sunbury Radio Sunday evening, 6 till 8, playing the week's new jazz releases. Will be great to have your company. Meanwhile, keep up to date at sunburylife.au for all your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. Have yourself a great week.